This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Nobel Prize for Medicine has gone to two U.S. scientists whose work led to the COVID-19 vaccines. One of them, Drew Weissman, says he's uncomfortable with all of the attention.
I'm not a Hollywood actor who loves to be in front of the audience and take, you know, credit for things like this. So, you know, my job was to make a vaccine, and I did it.
He shares the prize with Caitlin Carrico. Some of Europe's top diplomats have gathered in Kyiv. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma says it's a display of support for Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion.
The foreign ministers from the EU's 27 member countries have converged on the Ukrainian capital for an unannounced informal meeting that officials say would review the bloc's support for Ukraine and discuss President Volodymyr Zelensky's proposed peace formula. The US, the EU and the UK have provided massive support to Ukraine, enabling it to stand up to the Kremlin's attack. But uncertainty has set in over how long Kyiv's allies will keep sending it billions of dollars. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The new head of the UN Migration Agency on Monday voiced concern that the deaths of migrants and refugees in the Mediterranean were being normalized and vowed to work with governments to provide options for economic migration to address the crisis. U.S. former White House advisor Amy Pope started as head of the International Organization for Migration on Monday at a time of record forced displacement around the world and high political tensions over irregular migration. In Mali, the army began redeploying troops on Monday toward the northern rebel stronghold of Kaidal. This is VOA News. The last bus carrying ethnic Armenians from Nagorno-Karabakh has left the region, completing a week-long grueling exodus in which more than 80% of its residents have fled after Azerbaijan reclaimed the area in a military operation. While the U.S. Congress did pass a stopgap measure to keep the U.S. government open for 45 days, VOA's Veronica Baldares Iglesias says there may be some political fallout.
Far-right conservatives are unhappy that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached out to Democrats to pass the temporary funding bill. Ousting him is now a top priority for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz. McCarthy's response was defiant. Regardless of how that plays out, bipartisan compromises will continue to provide a path forward, said Rachel Snyderman with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
There is bipartisan compromise to support additional funding for Ukraine, to support our troops, and ensure that our border security is well funded. And so I think that we're going to see, you know, action on those particular priorities in the coming weeks.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The president of the upcoming COP28 climate talks told an Abu Dhabi oil conference on Monday that the fossil fuel industry should play an essential role in addressing the climate crisis.
For too long, this industry has been viewed as part of the problem, that is not doing enough, and in some cases, even blocking progress. This is your opportunity to show the world that, in fact, you are central to the solution.
Sultan Al-Jaber, a president designate of the COP28 talks, also head of the UAE oil giant ADNOC, urged industry leaders to curb emissions associated with energy production and expand the use of renewable energy sources. Uganda's constitutional court on Monday took a first step toward hearing a challenge to an anti-gay law that rights activists and Western governments have denounced as draconian. The Anti-Homosexuality Act, signed into law by President Yoweri Museveni in May, is one of the world's harshest anti-gay laws and punishes some same-sex acts with the death penalty. You can get more news 24 hours a day on our website, that is voanews.com. We also are on social media like Facebook and X and Instagram, and you can download our mobile apps from both Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman.